So we're going to expand today on the playlist of dieting, weight loss, and what that means today. And so we're going to talk about discipline and dieting. So if you're wondering what that means, or if your nutritional plan is working for you, or maybe it's not, we're going to talk about a few things that we can do to help change our habits, to be better, and be committed to having a better, optimal, healthy lifestyle. Stay tuned.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome and amazing Dr. Lisa Liao.
You are so kind. We are back today to talk a little bit more and expand on the playlist of nutrition, dieting, and weight loss.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. Our goal is to provide you with health information and all this information. We're just going to bombard you, and you can find a pearl, something in there that's going to really make a difference in your life.
Yes.
And the way you either talk to your doctor or go to the hospital or just something, and I promise you, it's going to just really help. And it helped me. It's helped a lot of people. And this lady is awesome. Oh, amazing.
You're sweet.
I use the word awesome too much, but let's go with amazing. How about that?
You're sweet. Thank you. So let's talk about dieting and discipline today. And
stuff that I don't like.
Yeah, and everybody
Come
knows
on,
I don't
no
like
fun.
The word dieting. I like the word nutritional plan. It just sounds lovely, and
yes,
it doesn't
it
sound
like
it has to give you guilt or shame for making
or cost a lot of money.
Exactly. Because I have had a lot of patients that they're like, you know, in the morning, you know, I grab some sausage and I run out the door. I'm like, is that a turkey sausage? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, let's check your cholesterol. Let's talk about, you know, and they'll say, well, doc, what do you eat in the morning? And I'm like, I'm trying to think which book we did it, but we did a book with an appendix, and that's Cupid's Challenge, and it's about some of the nutrition. We put that on the back end, so anyone can go. You can go on Amazon and purchase that book, and we also have them here in the office, and we're glad to send one to you. And what we talk about is how do we put a nutritional plan together, and I always say the easiest way to do it is make a better choice. One person also say, you mean make a better bad choice? I'm like, no, I want you to make a better choice. So in the morning, I like some of the things I like. I like avocados. I like eggs. On Sundays, I do boiled eggs. Usually by Wednesday, I have to boil some more eggs. Instapot, 4 minutes, perfect boiled egg. Or you can use the little eggs that you drop in with the eggs if you're boiling water. Easy ways to do it. Having Canadian bacon, ham, lean meats, lean turkey bacon. So those are some of the great things that we enjoy. Some of the things that I call kind of like more of a cheat meal is when I have avocado with toast.
Okay.
And I already know when I do that, that's 9 grams already of carbs that day. And as y'all know, I do an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan, so I try to keep at 25 grams, no more than 50. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of averaged 27.5 this last couple of weeks, which by doing that, having rheumatoid arthritis, I'm not building inflammation into my body. So it took me many years to learn that and to be guided by that. And I want to feel good so that I can be that Olympic athlete the next day and do my best for my patients, because that's what I'm called to do.
Simone Biles has already taken that one, so you'll have to find
another
one.
Isn't she amazing? Oh, my gosh. She just broke another record with the most titles, and just amazing. I mean, we have some amazing...
You'll have to be second.
Yeah, got some ways to do that before.
You're close.
Okay.
You're getting there. You're getting
there. All
right,
thank you.
But you had to tell me, just like, change one thing this
yes.
week, and then change one thing
yes.
next week, and then eventually you'll, you know, have some Greek yogurt with some berries in it,
mm-hmm.
and... You know, if you have to put a little monk fruit in it, okay, make it a little sweet. Whatever you need.
Or vanilla.
Whatever works for you, vanilla, things like that. And then next week, just add a little, make something else for
yeah.
lunch a little bit different. And then change one little thing on one of your meals.
Right.
And then also try to make breakfast a little big and lunch pretty, you know, maybe not quite so big. And then dinner?
Smallest. Yes.
You
so
know,
you eat like a king in the morning. And sometimes that's the biggest change.
Night,
exactly. Sometimes the biggest change for people is actually adding breakfast
yes.
to their regimen.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will say, you know, but doctor, I fast in the morning. I'm like, oh, so you're doing intermittent fasting. Oh, you've heard about it, doc. And I'm like, yes. And I want to go back. Let me pull up the definition of intermittent. intermittent does not mean every day.
Right.
So for a lot of us, our genetics mean that we intermittent fasting needs to be to actually fast our dinner. I have a young lady in the office, and she is just so disciplined with her fasting. And I'm just like, gosh, you're just such a good example, because I want to be able to be that good example too. So it, we have a nice team here. You know, we get to build on each other. Everybody has their gifts, and we get to do that together. So again, the first thing is breakfast. And if you say, Doc, I don't eat breakfast, I don't like it. How do you get in your car without gas? That's what you're doing every morning if you're not eating a little bit of breakfast. So maybe it's just a boiled egg. Maybe it's 4 ounces of a protein shake. If you're eating yogurt because you're not on an anti-inflammatory plan, I don't eat yogurt because it isn't inflammatory, so I stay away from dairy. But for some people, it works great. And it there's some people that will say, you know, I eat a banana in the morning. And I'm like, and you're diabetic. You know, it's a non-starter. You're pushing a lot of sugar, which is hard for the liver, it's hard for the pancreas, and your body just kind of goes berserk. So it's learning what is a good start in the morning. And I'm going to share with you all that love your vitamin C. Citrus and bananas are not a good start. They're very high in sugar. So you have to learn, educate yourself. And a great way to educate yourself is use your cell phone. There's Carb Manager, C-A-R-B, Carb Manager, which is a great app, or there's MyFitnessPal. There's a lot of different apps that can help you determine if you're eating enough protein. You know, for me, I have I work to get 100 grams. I kind of average between 90 and 97 because I have to really work for it to get that much in. And my carbs, again, I like to stay at a very low carb because I feel better.
Sure.
But yours may be a different plan, and that's what I like to work with patients. You know, my bodybuilders, they're going to have more carbs than I am, but they're still low carb. So then we do carb cycling. So there's different ways of doing it. But if you're not investigating what you're putting into your body, then there's it's hard for me to determine how to change that. So I always say bring 3 days of everything that you've been eating and drinking, and then from there we'll work on changing one thing, like you said before, and building upon it.
Yep, just one thing every week, and then another second thing the second week, and then third week. But you'll have three things change, and just try to build on that.
Yeah, don't try. Make it happen, because trying is lying. So we have to make it happen. So it's not about dieting. It's about nutritional planning. And make one nutritional change. It may take you 3 weeks to break that habit. It may take you 6 weeks. It may take you 15 years like it did me. But there's a reason why I was 205 pounds back then, and there's a reason why I'm sticking to my weight now.
That's right. You're doing good. No,
thank you.
No wheelchair.
Thank you.
The last person I saw in a wheelchair, we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
A friend of mine was in a wheelchair, and his wife, she started pushing him around and talking behind his back.
Oh, shame on her.
Yes. Just because he was in a wheelchair. Can you believe that?
And guess what? She was pushing him from the back.
That's right. Pushing him behind. That's it. All right.
Let's avoid those wheelchairs. Let's take care of ourselves. And the first way of taking care of ourselves is by what you eat.
I know, but it's so, you know, there's McDonald's and stuff like that. You can have healthy stuff, though.
You can still have healthy stuff. There's still, you know, I get concerned because some of these fast food places, I'll have patients say, you know, well, I just get apples or I get salad. And I'm like, but how long have those green apples been sitting there, and why are they still green?
Yeah, it's true.
So preservatives are not necessarily your friend.
I know.
Grocery store. Find the things that you like. You might even want to do a dining club. A group where you kind of change, you make something really big and then you divide it with two other families. Oh. It makes it so much easier because there's two other meals that they're sending to you that's healthy. So it's a great way of doing it is potluck. And
there
everybody has kind of a theme, whether it's a keto theme, it's a low fat, high protein. You guys can decide that, but it's a great way to share, especially if you have small kids and you're running from activity to activity.
You know, most of my boys with their families, they'll cook on a Sunday for the whole week.
Yes.
And they'll make brisket or this or that, and they'll have it for the whole week, and they'll make fruit salad and things like that.
And they made that discipline, and they kept at it and kept at it and kept building on it. And now they have a routine that they enjoy doing.
I don't know if they enjoy it, but that's just what they do.
Well, because in order to maintain
with kids, it's a little tough, you know.
Kids,
work,
career,
yep,
and then also being the chauffeur for your kids,
yep,
you have to have a lot of energy. And the great way to do it is by the nutrition that you're starting with.
Could be worse. You could be a doctor and up all night answering phone calls.
You could be, or you could have a team that helps you do it.
There you go. All right. Any questions, folks? info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Just send it to us. Send an email, and the good doctor here will be glad to answer them. I promise you she will.
And I'd love to know what your comments are on your favorite nutritional snack.
Something that worked.
Something that works for you.
Preferably something that works. That would be
great.
And tasty. Absolutely. All right. As always, on behalf of the good doctor here and all the awesome staff at Meridian Health Institute, appreciate you. Go ahead and subscribe if you can, and just listening and commenting, we'd really appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing you next time.
Have a great week.